Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. Will Hermes is a music critic for NPR's All Things Considered, a contributing editor for Rolling Stone, and author of Love Goes to Buildings on Fire, 5 years in New York that changed music forever. He joins us at the end of the year to tell us what was great in music. Yesterday, we discussed country and rap. That segment is available online at wamc.org/roundtable. Today, we tackle rock and pop.
Will, thank you, as always, for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Always fun to gab music with you. And it's funny, you know, a year is 12 months, and records come out at the beginning of that time period, and you tend to forget about them by December. And Beck's Morning Phase came out early in the year, and I played it to death. I played it over and over again. This was a record that didn't sound, well, I guess it did sound like one previous Beck record called Sea Change, but it's a folk rock record. Very melodic, very beautiful, really harkens back to like the sound of 70s singer-songwriters. Jackson Browne, Nick Drake. It's really of a piece. It's like the kind of record that you would put on a Sunday morning and just to soundtrack your slow hangover recovery. But it's a very sad record. The arrangements are beautiful. The production is very nuanced and kind of psychedelic around the edges. And it's just a lovely, lovely record. And I think people might have forgotten about it by the time they were making their year-end lists. But unquestionably, one of my top 10 records of the year. Maybe we'll play one song on it that I think sounds especially like Nick Drake, a singer-songwriter I revere. The song's called Heart is a Drum.
He has a driving wheel, circling around your iron will. See, tell me what you feel.
That's Heart is a Drum from Beck's 2014 album Morning Phase.
It seems more and more that rock artists are kind of retro artists, because rock is kind of a historical genre. It's almost like a cult genre at this point, because there's not a whole lot of rock on the radio charts, and if there are even radio charts that signify much anymore in the age of, you know, downloads and streams and Spotify and all that. But it's interesting to see how artists tap into the past. And there's a young singer-songwriter, Mike Hedrius, I believe is how you pronounce his name. He records as Perfume Genius, and he put out a great record this year called Too Bright. Mostly he's almost kind of like an avant cabaret style singer. It's him and a piano singing very dark songs about romance. He's a gay man, and so a lot of it has to do with issues of identity. This record is a little bit rowdier, a little bit, rowdy maybe is the wrong word. Intense, angry, noisy are probably better words. And also interested in the history of rock and roll and rock as a transgressive music. And when I heard the song Queen, it knocked me over, because I thought, okay, here's a song that sounds like, you know, like a great rock anthem, something like David Bowie's Heroes. But it's about a guy talking about homophobes, essentially. This is Queen by Perfume Genius.
Don't you know you're queen? We are even flower bloom at my feet. Don't you know you're queer? Cracked.
That is Queen by Perfume Genius.
Yeah, that line, no family is safe when I sashay, it just struck me as just being the most wickedly funny kind of riposte to people who feel that homosexuals are going to somehow like corrupt family morals. And it was actually directed, I would believe, specifically at maybe the people who run YouTube, because there was an ad for his last album that was rejected by the people at YouTube for being not family appropriate or something like that, which was, you know, because it had two guys embracing with their shirts off. I mean, be that as it may, I thought it was a potent artistic response. Oh, I should also mention that Perfume Genius is performing in Kingston March 25th at BSP, which is a beautiful little club in Kingston that's been bringing really cutting-edge local and national music to the Mid-Hudson Valley. And March 25th, it's a small room. I bet you it'll sell out. So my recommendation, get your tickets in advance.
All right, Perfume Genius at BSP in Kingston. And next we'll talk about another group with area ties, the New Pornographers.
That's right. They are a Canadian supergroup of many great, talented, funny, smart singer-songwriters. But at least one member has roots in the Hudson Valley now. So we can call them honorary Mid-Hudson Valley band, the New Pornographers. They put out a record called Brill Bruisers, which I think is a reference to the Brill Building. I know it's a reference to the Brill Building. In fact, they played an album release show for National Public Radio in the Brill Building, which you can get online and is pretty cool. The album is just full of funny, catchy, smart pop songs, pop rock songs, with hooks that never let go and sing-along choruses that will have you shouting along, or at least had me shouting along all year long. I mean, I have a CD player in my car, and sometimes I'll remember to bring CDs and sometimes I won't. And there's been one CD in the car for much of this year, and it's been that. And I just drive along and sing slightly off-key to the choruses on Brill Bruisers. And let's actually play the title track, because it's great.
The New Pornographers with the title track from their 2014 album, Brill Bruisers. While we're saying genre classifications mightn't matter, but we're still calling this the rock section of the show.
Yes.
Real Estate, a band I very much enjoy. What do you want to tell us about them?
They're a young band from New Jersey who put out a few records and put out, I think, their best record this year. And it had a great single. You know, I just love the sound of jangly guitars. As much as I love hip-hop, as much as I love electronic music, just there's something that speaks to my adolescence and you know, just sort of early rock fandom. And these guys just nail a particular sound, and there's a particular wistfulness in the song Talking Backwards, which hit a sweet spot. So let's listen to that.
We can talk.
Talking Backwards by Real Estate. Next, another, I don't know if they're new, you'll tell us in a second, but I discovered them this year, Sylvan Esso.
Sylvan Esso are a new group. This is their debut album. And some people might know the singer, Amelia Beath, from a group that's played around the area in the past. They're from Vermont, and they're called Mountain Man. Yeah. Mountain Man, a cappella trio for the most part. They sang kind of, you know, singer-songwriter, country, old-timey, folky sort of music. Sylvan Esso is not that.
No.
Sylvan Esso is electronic beats by her collaborator and vocals, which owe a lot more to pop and R&B than old-time mountain music. The amazing thing is that it's just as compelling. Another example of why I just think genre distinctions are very often utterly bogus, not useful. Let's listen to the song that is, I mean, the whole record is great from top to bottom. It's one of my favorites of the year. And this was one of the singles, and it's called Coffee, appropriately enough, for the morning.
Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Feel the generation start. See the next one waking up. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up. Sentiments are same, but the pair of feet change. I know my words will dry upon the skin. Just like a name I remember hearing. Wild winter. Warm coffee, mom's gone. Do you love me? Blazing summer, cold coffee, baby's gone. Do you love me? Wrap me in your arms, I can't feel it burn. Rock me in your arms. I can't feel it burn.
That is Sylvan Esso with Coffee. They have another song on that album, Hey Mommy, which is a really catchy but cutting interpretation, exploration of being catcalled on the street. And I recommend people check that out too. Sylvan Esso, Hey Mommy, but the song we just heard is Coffee.
Absolutely. Really, really great debut. And I guess it's a natural segue to my other favorite debut of the year, which is also a young woman singer working with electronic backdrops. She records as FKA Twigs, the abbreviation formerly known as. And I guess she was formerly known as Twigs and then decided that she couldn't be named Twigs, and so now she is FKA Twigs. But you could call her an R&B singer, I guess. Call her a pop singer. Very hard to categorize, but her music is a... I'd kind of group it in with artists like The Weeknd, who are making R&B-style music, but that is a lot more experimental in its production. It is a lot more low-key in its delivery. It is very dark, not necessarily that radio-friendly, although the song I'll play was a single. I think it did get some airplay. I kind of think it might be my pick for the sexiest single of the year. It's called 2 Weeks.
I know it hurts. You know I'd quench that.
That's 2 weeks from FKA Twigs LP1.
Well, since we're into, I guess, pop music, which is a funny category. I don't even know if it deserves to be a category. I guess everything is pop in a way, if it's popular, if a bunch of people like it. But there's a particular sound that people talk about nowadays, which tends to be big electronic drums and kind of shrill synthesizers and like relentless schoolyard chant choruses, hand claps, foot stomps, translated into songs that you just hear over and over and over again and drill their way into your skull or just drive you screaming from the room. Certain artists that are associated with it. Taylor Swift is an artist who started out as kind of country pop and put out a record this year which was not country at all. I mean, she was diving deep into, you know, very glossy electronic productions, and she sold more records than everybody else combined, I think, and got a lot of headlines in the process. But I don't think it was the best pop record of the year by a long stretch. Personally, I think Tovlo made a better pop record this year, Queen of the Clouds. I think Charlie XCX made a better pop record this year with Sucker. Let's listen to something by Tovlo, because I don't think that a lot of people know about her. Charlie XCX got a lot of press for this last record. Tovlo is a Swedish pop singer, and she's a little gothy, I guess. She had a slow-burning single that was released and became more and more popular. It was called Habits Stay High. And it was a song about partying and going out to bars and drinking and taking drugs to excess. But it was a very sad song. It really had this, it was kind of doing two things at once, being one of those songs that was celebratory sounding and talking about celebrating at the same time that it was really about crushing loss and loneliness. Those are some of my favorite songs. And that is one of the great songs on this record. She followed it up with another single that's actually a happy song, although it's kind of melodically sad, which I guess you could call the follow-up to Habits Stay High. It's called Not on Drugs.
Shiny, happy, see my world in new colors. Higher, fire, fly my rocket through universe. I'm up with the kites in a dream so blue.
Not on Drugs by Tovlo. And we are going to listen to a little bit of Charlie XCX. What song do you want to play from that record?
There are a whole bunch, but I don't think people have heard Gold Coins as much. I mean, one of the things that's great about this record is that she really taps into the post-punk sound of the late 70s and early 80s. when punk rockers were discovering synthesizers and dance music. And she does a couple of covers live, which I hope she releases as studio recordings at some point. She does a cover of the song I Want Candy, which Bow Wow Wow did, I think, in the late 70s, early 80s. But it's actually a cover of, like, I think, an old 60s song. And another cover of an old 60s song that was done by sort of like a post-punk new wave band, Money, That's What I Want, which was a hit for the Flying Lizards. Charlie XCX does a great version of that, a la the Flying Lizards. But this song, Gold Coins, is a sort of a modern pop song, but with a little bit of that kind of post-punk guitar groove.
My grills look so neat, drip icy cold. Got offshore bank accounts and diamond blue palm trees. My platinum troubles, all drowning in pink champagne. Escape into the sky in my own private jet. That's what I dream of in my head.
Gold Coins by Charlie XCX. So that's, for you, the best in music this year, in our limited time, of course, but you also wanted to recommend, suggest, praise local venues.
Yeah, I just have to say that it's been a great year for seeing music locally, because there are some intrepid club owners and promoters who are just doing interesting things in the area. I think a lot of us feel that if you're really serious about arts and music and theater, you know, you got to go to New York City. You got to get in your car, get on a bus, get on the train, and go down and dive into the fray. But more and more, we're seeing people presenting stuff in this area, and my feeling is the more of an audience there is, the more acts people are going to bring up. So I just like to encourage people to go out locally as much as you can, support local musicians, support local venues that present local musicians and national musicians, and then we'll have more of it. And then we can reduce our carbon footprint and still have our souls fed by the work of great artists.
Well, thank you very much, as always, for being willing to fit us in at the end of the year and talk about music and let us know what we may have missed or what we should keep checking out. I really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Will Hermes is a music critic for NPR's All Things Considered, a contributing editor for Rolling Stone magazine, and author of Love Goes to Buildings on Fire. He is currently working on a biography of Lou Reed. Thanks to the Golden Notebook in Woodstock, New York, for letting Will and I hang out in their store to tape these segments. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.